This chapter of Likut Imran is in a class by itself, in a certain respect, in the fact that here, this was when Rabbeinu Zal first introduced the topic of his Hispoedidus to Rav Nosson Zal in a certain high level. This doesn't mean that this was the first time he spoke to him about the topic of Tefillah or Hispoedidus, but here he was going to be teaching him specifically about doing the ultimate Hispoedidus, which means at night, alone, a whole set of details that are going to be presented here in this chapter that aren't presented necessarily elsewhere. And it was a very unique situation where Rav Nosson Zal was under tremendous pressure at the time. This was shortly after he was Niskariv to Rabbeinu Zal in Elul of Tavkuf Samach Beis. Then that Rosh Hashanah came to Rabbeinu Zal, and throughout the winter he started coming closer and closer, started having tremendous tests and Mesiras Nefesh and everything. And the following summer, which is still within that first year, he was still going through tremendous pressure and battles at the time. His family was pressuring him about working, about going back, working for a store, having a store and running a store. And he himself was going through tremendous sfeikus at the time, because these weren't irreligious people that were pressuring him. These were Talmidei Chachamim, his father, his uncles, who were Rabbonim, very smart people. And he mentioned that the fact that they quoted, the fact that the Gemara itself says that many tried to do the way of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, not working, and failed in the process. So he himself was having tremendous sfeikus until finally he gave in and agreed to accept certain work. And when he was about to embark on one of the first business trips after that point, after that battle, that was when he decided the trip was supposed to be the following morning. He decided that night to go back to one of his favorite spots, which he would use for talking to Hashem. But it's understood that usually he would go there by day, it seems, more so. A place, a private place outside the city where he would talk to Hashem. This time he decided to do it at night, because of the fact that this was the night before he was going to be leaving on this business trip. He wanted to talk it over with Hashem first in tremendous detail. And the way it's presented, it seems he spent a few hours in his Hispoedidus that night in this place, speaking to Hashem and crying, begging Hashem that Hashem should lead him on the right path. He shouldn't make any mistakes in what he's doing. Then after this was a few hours at night, then he went to Daven Shachar, he went to the mikveh, went to Daven Shacharis. And after Shacharis, he started thinking to himself that because of the fact that the wagon that would be taking him to the city of Berdichev, where he had to go for this business trip, wasn't going to be leaving until late afternoon, he still had a shot to run quickly to Rabbeinu Zal to see him before he would go on this business trip. Even though on one hand he was afraid with the time, he was pressured very much for time, but he decided to do it anyway. And he went, he ran, it's brought that he didn't even wait. At first he started looking for a wagon, and he didn't see a wagon, so he started running on foot outside the city to do his shtadlus. First, I'm running. If Hashem will send the wagon, I'll go by wagon. Otherwise, at least I'll do my part. And when he finally came to Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal spoke to him this discussion. He gave him this shir in Likut Imran that we're listening to, that we're going to learn now. Rabbeinu Zal presented it to him one-on-one at the time, privately. And it's brought that this was in the format, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Oisei Dvoroi, Lishmoya Bekoil Dvoroi, that the Malachim or the Tzadikim, Kaviyochel, they create the Torah, they create the words of Hashem. It's their actions that Tzadikim perform certain mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh, where as a result of their mitzvah, they create Torah, and then Hashem tells them that Torah, they're getting to hear the Torah that they created. It's brought that this chapter on Likut Imran, it's as if Rav Nosson Zal created it. He first did this that night in this extraordinary, desperate situation that he was in. And the fact that he went there and spent a few hours crying to Hashem, we know this wasn't in a relaxed manner. He gave it everything he had for those few hours. Then when he came to Rabbeinu Zal and he heard this shir was in a sense a result of his deed to a degree. And it's brought that when Rabbeinu Zal finished talking, Rav Nosson Zal literally felt a hispashtus hagashmius, literally where he felt he exploded and wanted to run in the middle of the street and start screaming, everybody stop and listen to what's being said here. And Rabbeinu Zal grabbed him at the time by his lapel and said to him, stay here, you won't accomplish anything that way. But it means that Rav Nosson Zal felt such an unbelievable hisleirus from hearing this shir, this is the only chapter in the Kutim Ram about what this is written, that he literally started, he was about to run in the middle of the street and start screaming at the top of his lungs, everybody stop and listen to what I have to say now. And Rabbeinu Zal had to hold him back and tell him that you're not going to accomplish anything that way. Now we'll start this chapter, and Amitz Hashem, hopefully on it, there's going to be a little bit from outside sources, from Likutei Halachos, from other sforim, that clarifies this to a degree. Rabbeinu Zal bases this chapter on Likutei Moran on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanino ben Chachinai Oimer, this rabbi says, Haneor Balaila, if a person stays awake at night. Coincidence that this is 48 hours before Shavuos, where we're going to be staying awake all night. Mitzvah Shem. V'hamahalech baderech yechidi. And a person who walks, who goes on a path alone. U'mefane liboy levatolo. And he lets his heart go, not thinking thoughts of Torah or mitzvahs, but rather just thinks about nothing. Thinks about nothing, in a sense. Hareze mischayev ben afshoy. That person is liable and responsible for his own life. Al pipshat, this implies that, again, nighttime is a time of sakona, klipois, tuma. Person who goes out at night, that's danger number one. Mahalech baderech yechidi, he's going in a place where other people don't walk. He's walking in a place alone, is danger number two. And then on top of that, he doesn't have any protective shield. He's not thinking about Torah, or he's not saying Tehillim, right? He's not doing anything to protect himself. The Mishnah warns that that person is responsible for his life. Now Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki yesh apikursim she'omrim she'ha'olam hu mechuyav hametzius. There are apikursim, philosophers and those types, who have come to the conclusion that the world has to exist. It has to exist, and it even had to exist from the beginning. There wasn't any other option in terms of the world not coming into existence, and in terms of it chas v'shalom terminating. Whereas we find, let's say, in the Gemara makes a statement that if ever the study of Torah stopped in the world completely, the world would cease to exist. They obviously contradict this, these philosophers or non-believers. And they hold that, number one, the world has to exist and even had to be in existence from the beginning. Ulefidaitom horoa hamishubeshes, and according to their evil, mistaken attitude, nitmelohem, it appears to them, sheyesh alzeh rayois umoifsim chas v'shalom, it appears to them that they have proofs and signs, miminig ho'elam, from the manner that the world is run, the nature of the world, etc., they have proofs to substantiate this. Avol be'emes hevel yiftze piem, but the fact is that they're full of baloney. Their words are waste. Ki be'emes ha'olam umeloyoy hu efshori hametzius, because the truth is that the world and everything in it and everything related to it is efshori hametzius. Its option, its existence is optional, purely optional. Ki rak Hashem yisporach levad hu mechuyav hametzius. Only Hashem Himself is something that must be. Avol kol ha'olamos im kol ha'shebohem heim efshori hametzius. Whereas all the worlds, not just this physical world we live in, but the angels, the kisei hakavod, everything, all of those worlds are all efshori hametzius, 100% optional. Ki hu yisborach barom yesh me'ayin. Hashem created them from complete nothingness, something from nothing. And it was within Hashem's power and option and possibility to create them or not to create them. Hashem had either choice, 100%. Alkein bevadai kol ha'olam umaloyoy hu efshori hametzius. Therefore, we establish as fact that the world and everything in it was its existence was optional.
Ach me'ayin nimshach hatos she'yicholin litois chas v'sholom she'olam hu mechuyav hametzius chas v'sholom.
The question is, where does this originate from? How did this first come to pass that it's possible to make such a mistake and have a misunderstanding in thinking that the world is chiyuv hametzius?
Da, you should know, sheze nimshach machma shebe'emes ato shekvar netzlu v'nimshichu neshamos Yisrael.
The reason is because now, once the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael have been brought into existence,
ato bevadai ha'olam hu bebechinas mechuyav hametzius.
That made the world have to exist. Now he's going to explain why. In other words, it's only after the Neshamos Yisrael were created and exist and are doing what they're supposed to be doing, then the world is in a state of Chiyuv HaMetzius. But from the start, it wasn't necessarily that way.
Ki kol ha'olam umaloyoy ha'kol lo nivra ela b'shvil Yisrael.
Ki yodua. Fact number one is that the world and worlds means even the angelic world, was all created because of Yisrael, because of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Bereishis bor likimus Hashem esoretz." Because of Reishis, Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reishis? Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk, "Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tevuasoi," that the Jews are called Reishis. So it's because of Bnei Yisrael that Hashem created everything.
V'Yisrael moishlim ba'olam,
and the Jewish people represent the kingdom. They rule over the world. We say in Hallel, Yisrael, Mam Shaloisov, that the Jews are Moishlim.
V'alkein, and therefore, Bevatai, Ato, Achar Shenetzlu, V'nevru Neshamos Yisrael,
now, once the Neshamos Yisrael have come into existence,
Kaviyochel, Hu Yisporach, Muchroch, Livroi, Ulekayim Hoylam,
that obligated Hashem, that forced Hashem, in a sense, to create the world and to maintain the world. Both things.
Ki al menas, now Rabbi Nizal gives the exact reasons.
Number one, ki al menas kein hetzel neshamos Yisrael, because this was the original deal. The original deal was that Hashem was creating, bringing the neshamos of Yisrael into existence, kedei livroi b'shvilam kol hoylamos, so that for their sake, Hashem was going to go ahead and create all of the worlds. So in other words, once they were brought into existence, the worlds had to exist because that was the premise upon which Hashem created the Neshamas Yisrael, that they wouldn't be alone, but that there would be all of these worlds with them.
Ach Neshamas Yisrael bi'atzmom kishenetzlu, hoyehem bi'atzmom im kol ho'ilomos hatluyim bohem, ha'kol ho'yo efshori ha'metzius.
However, these Neshamos Yisrael, when Hashem first conceived them and decided to create them, at that point it was still optional. Hashem wasn't forced in any way to go ahead with it. He could have done it and could have not done it.
It's just, ki hoyo befsharusoi lahatzilam olaboyram, oy shaloy laboyram.
He definitely had the option and the right to go ahead and create them or not.
Ach teket kishnisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahatzil Neshamos Yisrael.
However, as soon as Hashem made that first decision to go ahead with creating the Neshamos Yisrael,
azay hoyakol ha'olam bebechinas mechuyav hametzius.
From that point onward, the world became chiyuv hametzius. It had to exist.
Ki me'achar shenetzlu neshamas Yisrael, because once the neshamas Yisrael were created, azay kaviyochel hu mechuyav lahamtzi ha'olam.
Then Hashem was kaviyochel forced to bring the world into existence.
Ki al menas kein netzlu neshmoson,
because that was the premise upon which they were created. Kaviyochel. It's as if a guy builds a factory and machinery and hires workers all because of what? All because he got a certain contract. And Chas Shalom, if that contract would go down, then the whole purpose for which he built that factory and hired all of those workers and everything would be baloney, would go down the drain. Here also, kaviyochel, Hashem created Neshamas Yisrael. And from the origin, the deal, it was assumed and agreed in Hashem's mind and decided as fact 100% that if there would be Neshamas Yisrael, there would be this whole infrastructure, the worlds and Malochim and everything else. It would all be Bishvil Yisrael.
Shekol hoylamos yivru bishvilon. The deal was that if they would come into existence, all of these worlds would be created for them. Vehem yimshelu bakoil. And they, Bnei Yisrael, would rule over all of it. Yisrael mam shaloisov. Vahovein hetev. And Rabbeinu Zalman says, understand this very well, because this is one of those crossroads where the ma'aminim leave the philosophers. The philosophers, scientists, whatever names you want to call them, those people who don't seriously believe in Hashem or believe in the Torah, this is one of the places where we depart from them, where this is the Torah's position on this whole issue of creation. Now Rabbeinu Zalman says, "Umizeh nishtal shel v'nimshach hatoz shel apikursim." It's from this that they have their mistake. She'omrim she'olam uchas v'shol mechuyif ha'metzius, where they think that the world in the beginning had to be. Avul be'emes, the fact is that's not true. Rak Hashem yisporach levad hu mechuyif ha'metzius. It's only Hashem that's mechuyav hametzius, that must exist, where there doesn't exist any possibility, chas v'shalom, of the non-existence of Hashem. Aval kol hadvarim heim efshori hametzius. Whereas everything else in existence, everything besides Hashem, could be and could not be. To the extent that it's part of Hashem, that's the extent that it has to be. To the extent that it moves away from Hashem, it can zap itself. It can self-destruct, or it can be destructed 1 billion different ways. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ve'ikra hakavono shebora kol hoylom bishvil Yisrael hoyo, kedei sheYisrael yasu retzoinoi v'sheyachsru v'yidbeku b'shroshon. When we say that Hashem created the world for the Jews, for what? For what purpose? The answer is the purpose, the main intent, based on which Hashem created the world, was so that the Yidden should do what Hashem wants, sheyasu ritzoinoi, they should fulfill the rotzon of Hashem, and thereby yachzeru v'yidbegu b'sharoshon, thereby return and reattach themselves to Hashem. This is a perfect extension of the previous chapter in Likut Imran. In the previous chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Koidem Abriya and Achar Abriya, that originally there was only Hashem Echod. The moment there was a Bria, there became a slight deviation from this Echod. There became two, Hashem and the Bria. And therefore, the whole obligation and purpose of the Bria is to return itself to Hashem, to bring the two, to make from the two one. That it shouldn't be that there's Hashem, and Hashem is doing his thing, and the Bria is doing its thing, and they're working independently, but rather, Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to elevate ourselves to a level where we are only on the same track as Hashem is on, Kavyochel, where there isn't what Hashem wants and what we want, but rather we elevate ourselves to a Madrega where what we want is only what Hashem wants. So that again, now there's no more two. It's not two anymore. The two is becoming one. And that's what he explains here now. That the purpose of the whole Bria was that we should do the Ratzon of Hashem and become Dovuk in our origin. Dahainu sheyachzeru v'yuchlalu bo yisporach. That the Jews should return and merge with Hashem. Shehu mechuyev hametzius. This Hashem who must exist. Ubishvil ze nivro hakoil. This is the purpose for which everything was created. Nimtza. So now there's an interesting point. Now every move I make is going to have an effect on this issue. Nimtza, kol ma she Yisrael oisim ritzoyne shalmokoyim, to the extent that the Jews do what Hashem wants, v'nichlolim bisharoshom, and thereby become re-merged, reunited with their origin, which is Hashem himself, shehu mechuyuv hametzius, Hashem who must be, then all those things that are plugged into the Jews, all those things, all those wires that we're carrying around, connecting us to the worlds and the trees and the birds and the blacks and the whites and the Indians, all of that becomes nichlal in Hashem. To the extent, if that was all created for us, if we plug into Hashem, through us, all of that becomes plugged into Hashem automatically and becomes nichlal in this chiyuv hametzius. To the extent that we do that, to that extent, we and everything that's plugged into us becomes part of this chiyuv hametzius. It must be. It gets re-merged with Hashem. ki ikara hatachlis shenivra ha'ilam u bishvil zeh. Because the main goal and purpose for which the world was created was for this. V'rak bishvil zeh mechuyev Hashem yisporo kaviyochol livroi ulekayim kol ha'ilamos. And it's only because of this, and on this basis, that Hashem was obligate, was that Hashem had to create and maintain the worlds. Bishvil what? Bishvil Yisrael kanal. Kedei sheyasu ritzoinoi kanal. For the Jews, so that the Jews should be able to do what Hashem wants. That's how the Jews become nichlal in the malchus of Hashem. Because we mention many times, there's a statement in the Gemara, ritzoinoi shelodom zehu kvoidoi. How do you show respect to a person? By doing what that person wants. That's the kovoid of the person. When we say a person is a melech, he rules, to the extent that people comply with his wishes, that's the extent that he's melech. To the extent that they don't do what he wants them to do, to that extent he's lacking in malchus. So that kavyochel, so too, Hashem himself, who is a melech, to the extent that Am Yisrael, who are his kingdom, except upon themselves, are mechabed Hashem by doing his rotzoin, to that extent, Hashem's malchus is fulfilled. And to that extent, if his malchus is fulfilled, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Jews and Hashem are one, we become nichlal in that malchus. We become nichlal in that malchus, therefore so too all the other things in creation that were created to serve man, as Rashi says in Chumash, why did Hashem create Adam HaRishon last? The last one in the whole creation, on the sixth day, the reason was for Hashem to show Adam HaRishon, you should know that Lahavdil, just like when you have guests coming into the house, you don't first have the guest come and then start setting the table. Everything that you want to prepare for the guest, you prepare up front. The guest comes in, he comes into a table that's set and everything, and then he knows that all of this was done for him. You did all of this for him. So too the Gemara says, Hashem created Adam HaRishon last, so that the world should see clearly, so that he should know that everything, all of this stuff, the trees, the oceans, the birds, the animals, the sky, everything, everything was created for him. He's coming into a finished item, and his purpose, he's the one that's mashlim. Lahavdol by the Syrians, they call maftir mashlim. He's the one that's mashlim, he's the cherry on top that makes the whole cake complete. He's the one that when he comes in, through his activities, through his tefillah, through his Torah and mitzvahs, he brings a shlemus to the Bria. Valkein, therefore, oz daiko, it's only then, kishoisem ritzoinoi, when the Yidden are doing what Hashem wants us to do, nichlal ha'olam bebechinas chiyuv hametzius kanal. Only then does the world become part of this must exist. Kikol ma shoisem ritzoinoi yoiser, the more we get closer to 100% of fulfilling Hashem's ratzon, heim nichlolim biyoser im kol ha'ilamay satluyim bohem b'chiyuv hametzius. We, together with everything that's attached to us and dependent on us, become nichlal, merged with Hashem, who is chiyuv hametzius. K'al yidei shoisim ratzoni yisborach, because through our doing what Hashem wants us to do, heim choizrim v'nichlolim b'yisborach, the Am Yisrael returns and becomes re-merged with Hashem. Shehu mechuyev hametzius, Hashem who must exist. V'oz, nichlolim imohem kol ha'ilomoy satluyim b'nafshom v'chiv hametzius kanal. And it's only through B'nai Yisrael that all of these ha'ilomoys and everything in them has the opportunity of becoming plugged in and part of this chiv hametzius. So that all of those 70 nations, all of those 5.5 billion people in the world, other than Klal Yisrael, their whole existence depends on this little kvutza, this little group of Jews, to the extent that the Yidlach plug into Hashem, to the extent that this small nation does what Hashem wants us to do, and to the extent that all of those nations and everything acknowledge and understand that their existence is only for us, is only for B'nai Yisrael, and therefore to the extent that they do their part in helping us to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, to that extent we and they become part of this Chiyuv HaMetzius, must exist. And to the extent that they don't, to the extent that they get in our way or they make problems for us, to that extent, they become unplugged. Lahavdil in the computer, a part's no good. You pull out the plug, you throw that thing in the garbage, you replug something else in its place. So you leave that disc out, you leave that tape drive out if it's no good. Here also, to the extent that any of them aren't serving this purpose, to
to that extent, they become unnecessary and not part of this permanent program, not part of this eternity.
Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ach lizkois lozeh.
Now the question is, how is a Jew zoiche to this kind of madrega, to get to a level of 100 in fulfilling the rotzayin of Hashem, to eliminate all the baloney that stands in the way of a person being 100% with Hashem?
Ach lizkois lozeh, lihi kolel b'sharoshoi,
to become re-merged and reconnected with our origin, which is Hashem. Dahainu lachzor li kolel ba'achdus Hashem izborach, to return and become reattached to the oneness of Hashem, shehu mechuyev hametzius.
Ze yev shelisko iskiim al yedei bitul.
The only way that a Jew could accomplish that is by becoming nothing, by nullifying part of himself.
Which part? Sheyevatel atzmoi legamri.
To nullify himself completely,
ad sheyiye nichlal b'achdusa yizborach,
to the point where the person becomes a non-entity and all that he becomes is part of Hashem, lahavdil. It's as if anything that would normally separate him, the fact that Hashem doesn't have a body, Hashem doesn't have nails and eyes, and Hashem doesn't have a cold, chas v'shalom, or things like that, to the extent that a person is able to nullify and negate all of their gashmias, any part of them that's not Hashem, because every one of us has a part of Hashem in us. We have the neshama in us, inside. We have the neshama and we have all kinds of other junk. We have a body and this, all kinds of other things that the neshama is carrying along, all of its luggage and suitcases. To the extent that a person gets rid of and nullifies all of this other stuff and becomes one with Hashem, to that extent, they can become one with Hashem.
Ve'i efshir lovoi lidei bitul kiim al yidei hispoiritus.
It's impossible for a Jew to achieve this state of bitul, of nullifying all this other stuff, other than through hispoiritus.
Kal yidei shem hispoideid umefarish sichosai beinoi lebein koinoi,
through the fact that a Jew is zoichet to be alone, bodod means alone, and to speak to Hashem, umefarish sichosai beinoi lebein koinoi, to speak to Hashem one-on-one, in privacy,
al yidei ze hu zoiche levatel kol hataivois vahamidois rois.
It's through that a Jew can succeed in erasing, wiping out all the taivois, all their physical desires, and all their midois rois,
ad she zoiche levatel kol gashmiusoi,
till the person gets to a level where they can literally erase all of their gashmius. They can wipe out, meaning they can lower and lower the significance, the importance of gashmius in their life. Make it less and less and less and less and less important until it gets to zero. It has zero place in my life. It constitutes zero importance in my life, whether I have food to eat or not food to eat, whether this or that. The only thing that takes a place in my life is Hashem, period.
And to become one with our origin, which is Hashem.
That's how a person does this. That's how a person is zoche to get to this beetle.
Ach ikara ha-hispoidedus hu balayla.
Rabbeinu Zal says, but you should know that the main hispoidedus, and again, always, this word ikar means that it's possible to have hispoidedus by day, also in the morning, in the afternoon, but the ikar hispoidedus, the main hispoidedus, is by night. Now, when he's talking about at night here, obviously he's referring to from chatzos and on, from midnight and on, because the first half of the night, it's assumed, al pi zohar kodesh, al pi Torah, that a person should be sleeping, preferably. Again, those people that are tzaddikim, that are capable of having that kind of schedule, for us, it's a different situation. But Rabbeinu Zal says here, the ikar hispoidedus is by night. Bo'eis she'ho'olam ponui mitir das olam hazeh. At a time when all the people in your environment are free from all the heavy-duty stuff that's going on during the day.
Ki bayoyim, because during the daylight hours, al yidei sheroidfin hoilam achar hoilam hazeh,
due to man's pursuit of olam hazeh, whether it's breakfast, lunch, and supper, whether it's running to work, running back from work, whether it's going to the Misrad HaPnim or the Misrad HaGes, whatever, all the stuff that people are doing within this redifa for olam hazeh,
hu mevatel umevalvel esodom milizdabek ulikolel bashem isporach. This prevents a person and messes and confuses a person, not allowing him to have the ability to become null and void to Hashem, to become dovuk and nichlal on Hashem. Vafilu im hu ba'atzmo yeinoi tored. If you're going to say, hold on, so what's the big deal? Just because everybody else is running around like chickens without a head, I'm not. I put a stop to it. I stop my treadmill and I get off the treadmill and I put myself into the state of beetles. I can do it anytime I want. Rabbeinu Zal says, even though the person himself is not torud, is not on that treadmill, not on the rat race, afal pikein, me'achar she'ho'olam trudim oz, because of the fact that the people around them, in their neighborhood, in their city, in their country, are running around, because you can ask, hold on a second, when it's day in Eretz Yisrael, it's night in America, when it's night, the answer is obviously this refers to your environment, your area. The fact that they're all running around, and most people are running after Olam Hazeh at the time, this makes it harder, not impossible, makes it much more difficult to come to this kind of bitul during the day. So that's one requirement. One preference is nighttime. Next. V'gam tzrichim sheyia ha-hispoidedus b'mokoy miyuchad. Again, even though it's possible to have a spoidedus in a room with 10,000 people, as long as you yourself are talking quietly, you yourself can block yourself out from what's going on around you. But still, that's a bidyevet to an extent. Lechatchila, the best choice would be if the person could have it in a place of privacy, a special place, dehainu chutz mehoyir, outside the city, baderech yichidi, on a path that's not used by a lot of people during the day. Not a road or a street or a highway where during the day there's all kinds of people running there, but rather a more private, secluded type place. The mokoim she'ein hoilchem sham b'nei adam, a place that people usually don't tread. Ki b'mokoim she'ilchem sham b'nei adam b'yoyim, because those paths, those places where people walk there or work there during the day, who are involved in the pursuit of Olam Hazeh, even if you're going to go there in the middle of the night when nobody's there, you'll see that it's not possible to have that ultimate hispoidedus, that ultimate beetle in such a place. And it's not possible for a Jew to achieve that level of bitul, of becoming nichlal and Hashem. Why? Because of the fact that during the day, this is a place, this is a sidewalk or a street or a place in the forest where people do walk and people do, there is a lot of action and activity there during the day. Therefore, that mokoim isn't mesugal. Person would say, what do you mean? What, this place is better than this place? The answer is, of course, no question at all. Lahavdil, when the Jews went to the Beis HaMikdash, what'd they go for? What'd they go there for if they could have done it in their backyard? The answer is, you can't accomplish in your own backyard what you could accomplish in the Beis HaMikdash, or in a place that has an Aron Kodesh, or this or that. So to hear Rabbeinu Zal, who was the master of his Hispoidus, the Baal Tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal is teaching you what the ultimate is in Hispoidus, and what all the prerequisites are for that ultimate. This doesn't mean that if you don't have this option available, you're free from doing it. Chas v'shalom. But it means to be aware that there's levels in this, and a person should strive to get as close to this as possible. Al kein tzorich sheyelech levadoi balaylo. Therefore, a person needs to go alone at night, baderech yechidi, in a private place, b'mokoyim she'ein shom b'nei odom, a place where there's no people there, and not even people there by day, if possible. V'shom yelech v'yisboided. That's the place that a person should go to and be alone with Hashem over there. V'yifane liboy v'daitoy mikol iskei olam hazeh. And he should empty his brain and his heart from all iskei olam hazeh. No, the brain and the heart, two separate things, that he's got to shut down all the ksharen toilam hazeh that are in the thinking process and even in the emotional process, in the feelings that are in the heart. It's hot, it's cold, it's warm, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, all of that baloney, to be able to unplug from all of that. V'yivatel hakoil, and shut down all of that, erase all of that completely. Ad sheyizke lebechinas bitul beemes, till the person is zoche to a true bitul. Hainu, Rabbi Nizal explains now. Hainu shebetchila yirbe betfilois vesichois bespoidedus balaylo bederach yichidi kanal. The person does this in phases. There's a whole program for this. At first, the person starts davening a lot and talking to Hashem a lot at night in this private place. Ad sheyiz gelavatel ze hadovor, until he succeeds in eliminating one baya, one problem, one taiva, or one midora. Dahainu levatel mido v'taiva zois, to get rid of one mido or taiva. He works on that for a week, for a month, for a year, as long as it takes him to feel that he's gotten to a certain level of success with that mido. And then he continues again, having more respoidedus, until he succeeds in getting rid of a second midora or a second taivara. And so too, he should continue having a lot of respoidedus, bizman hanal, at that set time, the same time every day, 12 o'clock every single, whatever the time is, that precise time, ubemokim hanal, and in that same station, that same place, ad sheyivatel hakoil, until the person succeeds in getting rid of all the taivois rois and all the midois rois. And then he finds that there's still a little trace of something left in him. Then he goes again, gets up again, and starts davening again until he gets rid of, until there's nothing whatsoever left of him, no gashmius left of him, no taivas rois or midas rois. Pirish, Rav Enizal explains here, ki yochoy lihiois, achar shebitel kol hataivois umidois rois, it's possible that after a person succeeded in getting rid of all the bad desires and all the bad characteristics, adayin nishar mimenu klum, there still remains something there of the person themselves. Fine, they erased all the taivois rois and umidois rois, but there's still some yeshus, there's still a body, there's still some myself, some me, that's still left. Dehainu shadayin loibite legamri hageyus vahagasus. This means that the person hasn't yet succeeded in getting rid of all the gaiva. Ad shenechshav be'enov leizedovor. Meaning that the person still considers themselves something, or a somebody. I'm a somebody, I'm a something also. V'alkein, therefore, Rabbi Nizal said that a person has to struggle and have a lot of hispoidedus, ad shelo yishor mimenu klum, until there is nothing left of the person, sheyia bebechinas mo beemes, where the person becomes the true achievement of the level called mo. Mo means nothing. Ad sheyizke lebechinas bitul beemes, until the person succeeds in really accomplishing 100% bitul. Now note this word mo. Hold on a second. You can't turn somebody into something they're not. How can you tell a person to become a nothing? The answer is the word odom, aleph dalet mem, equals mem hey, exactly. Aleph dalet mem is 45, which is bigimatria mo. So don't you dare think for a minute that we don't have this in us. We definitely do have this in us. And this is, person says, I want you to be a mensch. Mother tells her son, I want you to be a mensch. What's called a mensch? I want you to go to university. I want you to have a job. I want you to be a lawyer. I want you to have a house and a Volvo and all kinds of other things that I want you to have. And that's called being a mensch. That's called becoming an odom. And Hashem here and Rabbi Nizal here says the exact opposite. That you know when a person becomes a mensch? When a person is living in this world, he's got a house, he's got a wife and children, he's got a car, he has all kinds of things,
But he is not attached. He's not held down by any of that stuff. He has succeeded in untying all the threads that normally make a person attached to that. Where if a person's car goes, he can't live. Or if this one doesn't have their coffee in the morning, they can't be a person. Or if he's in a crowded subway and people are stepping on his feet, he can't be expected to act civil and normal. All of that baloney. To the extent that a person succeeds in getting rid of that, in erasing one after another, going through the list of all his gashmiyus possessions and going through all of his needs, taivos, all of his needs and requirements, and one by one crossing all of, ixing all of them out, elevating himself to a madrega where he can exist without any of it. And he's only using it for Hashem. It only belongs to Hashem. It's not that it belongs to me. My car belongs to me. My wife belongs to me. My children belong to me. Nothing. There's only Hashem. He succeeded in erasing, negating himself completely, completely, completely. Vazai, kishezoyche lebitul bemes. When a person is zoyche to this true bitul, vazai nichlal nafshay b'sharoshay, and his nefesh becomes merged with its origin, dahainu boyis baruch, which is with Hashem, shehu mechuyev hametzius, Hashem must exist, azai nichlal kol ha'olam im nafshay b'sharoshay. Then the entire world becomes merged with him, with his nefesh, to this shoyrish, shehu mechuyev hametzius, which is the mechuyev hametzius, ki hakoil tolui boy kanal, because everything depends on him. Who's the him? The Jew, the tzaddik, especially to the extent that one rises to this madrega of tzaddik, of getting rid of all of his taivas rois and midos rois. To that extent, he becomes yisoid olam, the foundation of the world, where everything depends on him. Every move he makes can shake the whole world up. It can move the entire world for the good or for the bad. Vazai nase kol ha'olam al yodoi bebechinas mechuyev hametzius. And then, through this person, the entire creation becomes part of this chiyuv hametzius. He can elevate everything to this level of chiyuv hametzius. Now, Rabbein Azal says, V'ato tire, this is Rav Nosenzal's words, V'ato tire pile plois. Now you're going to see unbelievable, unbelievable revelation. Ech kol ze mavur ato b'hamishna hanal b'ayar hetev. How this whole concept is found in that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. V'zehu, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Haneir b'alayla, a person who stays awake at night, kipshutoi, literally. Dahainu shehu neor balayla, he's awake at night, umizboided umefarish sichosoi beinoi levein koinoi. He's alone and he's speaking to Hashem, telling Hashem everything he needs to say to Hashem. Umahalech baderech yichidi hainu kanal. He's going on a path in a private place alone. Shehoilech baderech yichidi daika. He's going in a path that's alone, a lonely path. A place where people don't normally walk or go. That's the main shleimus of hispoidus. Balayla, at night time, ubederech yichidi daika. And dafka in a place where people don't normally tread. People don't normally go there. Ki oz daika yecholen lovoyla b'chinas bitul kanal. It's at that time and in that kind of place that a person could best achieve this type of bitul. V'zehu umefane liboy levatolo. He empties out his heart to nothingness. Levatolo dahainu shemefane liboy mikol iskei hoylam hazeh. He clears out his heart from all the asokim, all the business, all the dealings of this world. Levatola, and he brings himself to the state of batola. Kidei lizkois lebechinas bitul kanal. Why is he mefana liboy? In order to achieve batola, this state of bitul. Kidei lizkois lebechinas bitul. Vaoz zoiche sheyuchlal nafshoy b'mechuyev hametzius. Then, by doing that, his nefesh becomes part of the chiyuv hametzius. He becomes one with Hashem. There's no more Hashem and him.
because he's gotten rid of any part of him that's a mechitza between him and Hashem. The Gemara says every time you do an Avera, you set up a wall between you and Hashem. So the more you get rid of your Averois and your Taivas Rois and Midas Rois, you've removed all the barriers between you and Hashem, and you've brought yourself closer and closer and closer to the point where the person becomes one with Hashem, Kav Yochel. Vazai nichlolin kol ha'olamos im nafshoi bebechuyav ha'metzius. And then once the person accomplishes that, then all the worlds become merged with his nefesh into the chiyuv ha'metzius. That's what Klal Yisrael has the capacity to do. That through us, the entire Bria can become part of the chiyuv ha'metzius. But again, on what level? Person has an apple. Is this apple Hashem? No way. But the second I say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Yoetz, I put Hashem's name, I show that the apple is Hashem. And to the extent that I'm able to say that with perfection, without any personal motives, because it smells good or it tastes good or because I'm hungry or because of 4 billion other reasons, to the extent that I'm doing it only for Hashem, to that extent, that apple, through me, becomes part of the Chiyuv HaMetzius. It becomes one with Hashem, Kavir. It becomes a Dovor Shebikdusha, literally. Because I was Mamshich, the Shem Hashem, on that apple. Just like the Gemara says, what makes the Beis HaMikdash holy? It has the Shem Hashem on it. It has the name of Hashem upon it. What makes Bnei Yisrael holy? Shem Hashem Nikra Olecha. They have the name of Hashem upon them. To the extent that a person succeeds in putting Hashem on every part of the world, wherever they look, there's a decision. Should I look there or shouldn't I look there? I'll let Hashem decide for me. Hashem says I shouldn't look, so I won't look there. With his not looking at that item, he takes that item and makes it one with Hashem. By his fulfilling the rotzon of Hashem through that item, by his not eating chazer, not eating treif, the treif becomes nichlal in achdusa yisborach, because the rotzon of Hashem was fulfilled through that item. V'zehu hareze mischayev benafshoi. That's why the Mishnah finishes by saying, then he becomes liable for his own life. He is mischayev benafshoi, shenichlal, kol ha'olam bebechinas mechuyev ha'metzius im nafshoi. The entire creation becomes merged, becomes elevated to this state of chiyuv ha'metzius with his nefesh, together with him. Ke'al yidei ha'hespeidus hanal, because through that level of hespeidus, zocho lebechinas bitul, the person was zeichet to a madrega of bitul, at shenichlal nafshoi bemechuyev ha'metzius, where his nefesh became part of chiyuv ha'metzius. And then the whole world, which was created only for the Jews, if the Jew becomes part of Chiyuv HaMetzius, then the world also automatically becomes part of Chiyuv HaMetzius. His nefesh becomes chiyuvi. And if his nefesh is chiyuvi, everything else that's plugged into his nefesh also becomes chiyuvi. This was Rav Nosson Zal's words. He didn't copy this. This was his writing down, Rabbeinu Zal's discussion with him. Now he gives us Rabbeinu Zal's version in writing, where Rabbeinu Zal wrote in very short words this whole idea. Da she'ikar habitul she'odam mevatel yeshusoi v'nase ayin. The main bitul where a Jew succeeds in being mevatel his yeshus and becoming ayin. Note the precision of the words here, because the whole creation is yesh me'ayin. How did they become two? Originally there was ayin, only Hashem, nothingness. Then Hashem made yesh from ayin. So now there's two already. There's the ayin and the yesh. To the degree that I succeed in eliminating my yeshus and I become ayin, I become part of that one again. V'nichlal ba'achdu. When a person is mevatel his yeshus and becomes ayin, v'nichlal ba'achdus Hashem yisborach, and it becomes part of the oneness of Hashem, ein ze elo al yidei hespeidus. The only way to accomplish that is through hespeidus. V'hespeidus tzorich mokoim uzman miyuchad. Preferably, it's very important that it should be in a specific place, in a specific time. Sheloi yevalvalu oisoi hamoinim, so that all the manias, all the things that can bring a person to bilbil, to a lack of clarity, thinking clearly, and should be bottled. Vazman hu balayla. The most preferred time is at night. Hainu haner balayla. She'oz hakoil yeshenim. That's when everybody's sleeping. And sleep is a form of bitul. Rav Moshe Zal says, Likutei Halachos in Hashkamas HaBoker, that sleep is another form of shena. Only that's the baby shena. That's the baloney shena. But the fact that the whole world, or his neighborhood, most of the people in his neighborhood, or his city, are sleeping at the time, it means they are in a state of bitul bigashmius. And he's taking advantage of that when the airwaves are calmer a little to achieve his bitul beruchnius, to achieve his bitul beruchnius tashem. The most preferred place is a place where people don't generally tread. Veloy bederech harabim, not a place that a lot of people use, walk or go. Sheloy yafsikenu oivrei drochim, so that no passersby should interrupt him. This bitul, this meditation, this level of closeness to Hashem requires extraordinary concentration, which if somebody, you'll see somebody or hear footsteps or anything, it can interrupt. Eladaiko baderech she'ein rabim hoilchim sham. It's got to be a place where a lot of people don't usually go. Shom yelech v'yisboire. There the person should go and be alone with Hashem. Vahainu v'mahalech baderech yichidi. That's what the Mishnah says. Va'oz yochoy lefano yisliboy mikol v'kol. Then a Jew can succeed in emptying out his heart from everything that he's got to get rid of. He could get rid of all the stuff in his heart that's no good there, that doesn't belong there. Why? What's in a person's heart? Two. Lev chochem liyaminoy, lev ksil esmoy. There's a yetzer toiv and a yetzer hara. The moment there's two, there's no achdusa yisborach. To the extent that a person takes that hammer and chips away at that yetzahara and slowly, slowly gets rid of him, one piece at a time, until he vacates the place completely, then there's only one, then there's only yetzatoyv there. V'yochoy lovoy lebitul kol hayeshus. And a Jew can be zoicha to get to a level of a madrega of being mevatel all his yeshus, all his somethingness. When a person achieves this complete bitul, then he merges with the oneness of Hashem, and then the person becomes necessary, 100% necessary, chiyuvi. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechuyav hametzias, because Hashem must be. Hashem is necessary, the ultimate necessary. V'chol hadvorim heim efshar hametzias, whereas everything else could be, could not be. U'kishin esbatel v'nichlal b'achdusoy, and when a person becomes, nullifies themselves and becomes one with Hashem, azai hu yoytzei mebechinas efshar, then that person leaves the category of could be and enters into this state of must be. And that's what the Mishnah finishes by saying, this person's nefesh becomes mischayev. He emerges into this chiyuv hametzias, which is Hashem himself. Baruch Hashem.
That
everything is there for him.
Okay. Isn't this contradictory though? Doesn't Rashi say that it was to show him not to have gaiva, that everything was created before you?
Elu va'elu, divrei Elokim Chaim. Both are true. There were two, just like there's 70 faces, 70 interpretations to the Torah. On one hand, he was created last to show him, if you think you're anything big, the ants came before you. Usually a person says, I'm older than you. I'm older than you, so you have to have respect for me. So who's older than man? Everybody's older than man. The birds, the trees, the bugs, all of them are older than man. That's supposed to keep man humble. That's on one extreme. On the other extreme, if you're going to be so humble, then if I'm such a nothing, then I can stay in bed all day and do nothing. If I'm the last one on the totem pole, you're the last one on the totem pole, and everything else was put there just for you. It was all set up. He built the whole house with the air conditioning, with the light, everything just for Adam. Both are 100% true, and both are necessary. You have to have one in your right pocket and one in your left pocket. You have to maintain both tracks simultaneously.